Foghorn Father by Rachel Hayward. Mihi lay in bed, staring at the ceiling. It was Saturday, rugby day. She felt sick. Some people get butterflies in their tummy when they're nervous. But Mihi had eels. Squirming, twisting eels. The bedroom door burst open. "Get up, lazy bones!" yelled Dad cheerfully. "You don't want to be late." Mihi felt the eels tumbling and leaping in her stomach. Her rugby games were on at the same time as Amakura played netball, so Mum and Dad took turns to come. This was Dad's rugby weekend. Mihi wished Mum could come as well. She might keep Dad quiet. Dad was enthusiastic. He was encouraging. But he was really loud. Mum said he had a voice like a foghorn. Mihi had never heard a foghorn, but she knew Dad had the biggest voice on the sideline. The last time Dad had watched Mihi play, her team, the Rockets, was playing the Tigers. It was a close game. Dad was very excited. He got louder and louder. The halfback passed to Mihi. "Run, Mihi!" bellowed Dad. Mihi got such a fright, she dropped the ball. One of the Tigers snatched it up and made a break for the try line. "Tackle her!" roared Dad. Mihi tripped, crashed into one of her teammates, and knocked her over. At halftime, the coach said, "Concentrate, Mihi. Keep your mind on the game." But the second half was even worse. The more Dad shouted, the more mistakes Mihi made. Then she worried he'd be disappointed, and that made her even more nervous. Now, Mihi got out of bed with a sigh. She knew Dad meant to help. She just wished she could tell him that he made things harder, not easier. At breakfast, Mihi said to Mum, "Can you come to rugby too? But who'll watch me at netball?" asked Amakura. Mum smiled. "I'd love to, Mihi. But I want to see Amakura play too. Good luck. Play hard. But play fair," grinned Amakura. "As for you," Mum said to Dad, "don't yell too much." "I don't," said Dad. "Do I, Mihi?" Mihi hesitated. Amakura piped up. "You were really loud at netball last week," she said. "Alex's mum blocks her ears when she stands beside you." "I'm not that bad," laughed Dad. "Tell them, Mihi." Mihi swallowed hard. This was her chance. "You are pretty loud," she said in a small voice. "When you shout, I get nervous and mess up." Dad looked surprised. But then Mum realised they were late and they had to scramble to get out the door. Dad was very quiet in the car. Mihi felt miserable. There were no more eels in her stomach, just a little hard stone. When they got to the field, Dad turned to Mihi.
"Let's make a deal," he said. "You do your best to help your team win, and I'll do my best to keep quiet."
He held out his hand.
"Deal?"
Mihi smiled and shook his big hand. "Deal." At kickoff, the ball sailed straight towards Mihi. Dad's voice boomed.
"Keep your eye on the ball, Mihi!"
Mihi dropped the ball. Dad looked horrified.
"Sorry!"
he shouted. He put his hand over his mouth and kept it there. Without Dad's noise, it was easier to concentrate. Mihi tried her hardest. She dodged and sidestepped. She passed the ball wide and made sure she was there to support her teammates. When the final whistle went, the Rockets had won! 13-10. The team cheered and high-fived each other. But something was missing. Mihi looked across the field. Dad was doing a little victory dance, his hand clamped firmly over his mouth. Mihi burst out laughing.
"Okay, Dad," she called. "Let's hear it."
And Dad let out a whoop that scattered the birds from the trees and nearly lifted the roof off the clubrooms.
"Woo!